Yo, what the fuck, man? What are you pushing my bro, man? What the fuck, man? Where are you pushing my bro, man? Hey, what the fuck, man? Are you going? Watch where you're fucking walking, man. What's up, man? Hey, bitch. What the fuck, man? Relax, motherfucker.
Oh, I just in there, man.
Yo, kick his ass, man.
Look, it was a mistake, man. I pushed you, man. I didn't. You bumped into me.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Oh, what's you, look, man?
You know what? You're gonna pay for that, man. Give me your money, motherfucker.
You want my money?
Yeah, it's in my pocket, man.
Just go ahead and take it.
Give me your money.
Just go ahead and take it. Take it. It's in my pocket.
Are you moving, man?
Yeah, guys, man.
Break. It's great. You see how fast Chio took my money? That's fucking awesome. The importance of when you're faced with like an attack or you're put in a position against two guys, and not as important as how many attackers, is to actually stay calm. Right now, it's easily said, and again, this is a scenario, and your brain knows it's a scenario. But the more scenarios you do like this, the more you're gonna get comfortable that when you put in a situation like this, you're not gonna panic because you're kind of starting to experience it. 2-on-1, 3-on-1 at higher levels or low levels, that when it happens in the street, you're not gonna freeze, panic, and just, you know. So it's very important when you do scenarios with verbal, the first thing is to actually have, you know, have guys aggress you, push you, so you could feel all the physical and emotional and verbal contact that you're gonna get from your attacker. You know, when you're put in this position, what's very important is to actually stay calm as much as possible. Be in the present moment. Try to stop thinking, holy shit, I'm going to take a beating. What am I going to do? What's going on? I got to be clear and focused. What is their body language saying? What are their hands saying? Where's their chest moving? How are they communicating with me? Are they giving signals to each other? Who's moving where? Trying to position myself. And again, in order for me to do that, I got to stay calm. I got to breathe. I got to keep them talking as much as possible, because the more I keep them talking, the more they're actually forgetting about their attack, because I want to keep communication as much as possible for as long as I can to not give them the chance to set up. At the same time, I'm moving. I don't want to stay static at any point. So again, put in a position, stay calm, breathe, use your awareness, use verbal, use psychology, positioning. All this is crucial for you to be able to pick up the first strike or even escape.